State of the Union tomorrow night. Aides said Bush plans major initiatives to cut the cost of health care and to encourage energy conservation. He also told reporters he'll talk about the nuclear program in Iran. He says America is determined to keep Iranians from acquiring a nuclear bomb, but also wants them to live in freedom. Aides report Bush has been practicing the speech at the White House Family Theater. They say the text has already gone through dozens of revisions. Meantime, Bush is planning a series of follow-up speeches on domestic policy. Those start Thursday in Minnesota. The Senate now expected to confirm Samuel Alito to the Supreme Court tomorrow. A last-minute attempt to block the nomination with a filibuster was defeated. Republican and Democratic senators, on a vote of 72 to 25, agreed to end the debate. That sets up a Tuesday morning vote on Alito's confirmation to replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. At least 57 votes are reportedly committed to Alito, 53 Republicans and 4 Democrats. Scores of women from New Orleans and the surrounding area on Capitol Hill today going office by office in Congress, urging members not to forget the victims of Hurricane Katrina. The group called Women of the Storm asked Congress to approve legislation which would allow the Hurricane Disaster Zone to share in a portion of the revenue generated by oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. The spokesperson says the women's group is also asking for long-term assistance for the more than 200,000 home and business owners along the Gulf Coast who saw their property heavily damaged or destroyed by Katrina. Women of the Storm offering members a trip to New Orleans to see the damage. This is Air America Radio News.
The yeas are 72, the nays are 25, three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative. The motion is agreed to.
It's about 7 past the hour. And that was the President of the Senate today announcing the 72 to 25 vote, 72 in the affirmative to end the debate on Alito and 25 no votes. That would have allowed discussion to go on, in other words, a filibuster. So who are the Democrats who... voted with the American Nazi Party. Who are the Democrats now that need to be defeated? And if they are not defeated, what's the point? What's the point of having a Democratic Party? I think there's something we need to understand. The Democrats are not going to get the House in 2006. Do you understand that? The Democrats are not going to get the Senate in 2006. Do you understand that? Now, this is hard stuff. This is hard medicine, but you better open your mouth, truth seeker, and swallow it. We have probably 10, maybe 15 years of ass-breaking work ahead of us in order to reestablish democratic government in this country. Now, that is assuming that the Bush bastard doesn't pull a Hitler on us, set up another attack on the country, and declare martial law. But I think it's time for Democrats to understand something. Screw the petition. Stop signing stuff on the internet. Do you think that makes a damn bit of difference? Come on. And stop phoning your senators, your Democrats. Do you think that makes a difference? These rat bastards received hundreds of thousands of phone calls in the past week. Did it make a difference? You better understand something, truth seeker. The Democratic Party is in the toilet. It is useless. Can't you get that yet? So what has to be done? Abandon the bastards. Now, when I say the Democratic Party is useless, I don't mean the party as constructed. I mean the people who now claim to be Democratic Party office holders. They are as useless as doorknobs on a submarine. They are no good. Now, how much longer are you going to support these Democrats? How much longer are you going to support Akaka and Baucus and Bingaman and Byrd and Cantwell and Carper and Conrad and Dorgan and Inouye and Johnson and Cole and Landrieu and Lieberman and Lincoln and Nelson and Nelson and Pryor and Rockefeller and Salazar? What you have to do is find a candidate. You may be. Who is really a Democrat? And run against these pigs. Get them out of office. These are not pink tutu Democrats. These are traitors. These are sons of bitches that sold this country down the river today. Do you understand that? And I don't give a tinker's damn what their vote is tomorrow. This is what they've done. Now. You better get straight in your head if you're a Democrat about signing petitions. And I don't care how righteous the organization is, the online organization. It doesn't matter. I don't care who the online organization is. I don't care what the attempt is. I don't care how many times they tell you to send faxes. I've told you to send faxes. I've given you phone numbers. Screw it. Blow them up. Remove them. Get the phone numbers off your favorite places on your ISP. Dump them in the toilet and go to work in your home state. Find somebody who will run against these sons of bitches and put real Democrats back in office. Do you not understand that even yet? It took me 10 years, 10 freaking years out of my life to realize what the Democratic Party had become. The leadership of the Democratic Party and a huge chunk of the people sitting in the House and Senate who claim to be Democrats. They are not. They are not. I'm not going to sit here tonight and quote you some of these half-witted statements from these Democrats about, oh, well, I don't think he should be a Supreme Court justice, but I'm not going to filibuster. You rotten bastard. You coward. So you're dumping it on me and my kids and my grandkids. Some of you senators will be worm food by the time this bastard is out off the Supreme Court. How dare you do this to me and to this country and to everybody in this country who is still able to put together a rational thought? How dare you do this, you so-called Democrats? Shame on you. Shame on all of you. You make me sick. Now, to normal people out there, do you understand, Mr. and Miss Democrat, what you've got to do now? Abandon this freaking party, because nothing's going to happen. Nothing. Don't sit there and delude yourself that, oh, six, well, we've got 9 months. Horse's ass. Nothing is happening November 06. Do you understand that? One or two seats may change in the House. One or two may change in the Senate, and they will go to Republicans. Now, buckle down if you've got the nerve. If you don't, screw it. It's easy to live under fascism as long as you're not a targeted group. As long as you keep your head down. As long as you keep your mouth shut. As long as you're willing to piss off the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. Now, what are your alternatives, Sparky? Leave the country. Keep your mouth shut. Or fight. But there is no alternative there that says continue to support the Democratic Party. It is a failure. Utterly, absolutely, and completely. Now, I plan, unless something weird happens, to be on the air November 2006. And I hope you'll plan to tune into this program election night while we watch the Democratic Party further plunge into the toilet. Do you understand? In the meantime, when you feel an urge to sign an online petition, break your wrist! Stop it! It doesn't do any good. Do you think it does? Oh, for Christ's sake, do you think it does any good? There's only one thing that will do any good. Get these people out of office. Get them out. Remove this cancer on the Democratic Party. Remove them. Cut them out. Excise them. Burn them out. Radiate them out. Chemo them out. They are murdering the Democratic Party. You want their names? Look at the 19 Democrats today who voted against you. Against America, against the Constitution. Look at them! Look at them! Look at these sons of bitches! Look at them! Landrieu, Lieberman, Lincoln, Lincoln of Arkansas, my God! Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, astonishing, unbelievable! You dirty political whores, all of you! Every single one of you Democrats, to hell with you, to hell with you, to hell with you.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I had no idea premature aging started with freckles and sunspots. Had I known that, I would have used Activate a long time ago. I'm Tina, and I'm 38 and flawless.
I hated admitting my skin was leathery with blotchy age spots. The sooner I faced that reality, the sooner I used Activate. Activate stopped the spots. You just dab it on. Now I look like I did 10 years ago. I feel younger, my skin is fresh looking and smooth. My name is Linda, I'm 52 and flawless.
Activate reversed my age spots and gave my skin a youthful glow without any harsh chemicals. It's by far the best product I've ever used. It's easy and it works 24/7. My name is Brenda, and I'm 45 and flawless.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Activate at 1-800-507-3610. That's 1-800-507-3610. Fade age spots on your face, hands, and neck. Call 1-800-507-3610. Ask how to get a free supply with your order. Call 1-800-507-3610.
Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Well, there's going to be a lot of dead kittens eventually, because I have a feeling that right-wing radio is going to be all you have on your plate here at some point in the not-too-distant future. We really turned a corner today. Oh, and for the folks who are emailing me and telling me that the senators who voted to voted for cloture today to close out off debate. In other words, voted against the filibuster, the Democrats who voted against the filibuster. That Democratic senator is going to vote against Alito tomorrow. You know what I say to that? Oh, horse crap. That is a coward's way, and I don't care who it was. That is a coward's way, because the Democrats know they can not stop this freak's ascension to the Supreme Court by voting no tomorrow. They know damn good and well the only way they had of stopping him was through a filibuster. They know that. The Democrats know that. So these Democrats, senators who want it both ways, oh, well, I didn't want to vote for cloture because, you know, we're saving our ammunition for a really serious thing that comes down the pipe from Bush. But who tomorrow are going to say, oh, well, I can't stand Alito. I'm voting again. Ah, oh, you dirty turncoat bastards. You're even worse. The ones that vote for cloture today and against Alito tomorrow are worse than the ones that voted for cloture and vote for him tomorrow. You sneaky, cowardly Jesus. With Alito on the bench, here's what these Democrats have handed you. No FCC, no FDA, no EPA or protective regulatory agencies, no regulation of corporations. Do you people not understand this? Did you not do your homework on Alito? Do you not understand what the Federalist Society is all about? For Christ's sake! Nobody took your democracy away from you. You gave it up! Jesus! A unitary executive operating outside of the constitutional checks and balances, because the constitutional checks and balances are some sort of a construct thrown in there deliberately to undermine an executive in the United States government. This is called a dictatorship. Ah, well, let's all send a petition. Let's all call our Congress person. Gee, that'll help. Roe v. Wade, privacy rights? Forget it. Privacy search or strip searches of 10-year-old girls? Separation of church and state? Forget it! Reduce congressional power, the branch of government closest to the people, right? And Alito favors national over states' rights. He is a federalist! Goodbye to the concept of one person, one vote. It never said that in the United States Constitution. That came as a result of rulings by the United States Supreme Court. Kiss it goodbye, sucker. Look for an expansion of corporate free speech. Oh, hell yes! Because we have become the corporate states of America. Don't talk to me. Don't tell me. Ah, well, we're going to get the house back in 06, Mike. No, we are not. Or 08, or 10, or 12, or 14, or 16, maybe in 2020. The absolute end to campaign finance reform. Forget about it. You got the money, you play. You're a voter, bend over and kiss your ass goodbye, because you're going nowhere. The end of the right to due process. Habeas corpus? What a joke! Americans can be detained indefinitely without charges. Mr. Alito says so! Bush's international human rights abuses, his record, including the right to torture? Or render people to be tortured? Oh, that's a given. This is Alito. This is Alito. You son of a bitch, Robert Byrd! You filthy bastard! All of you people! All of Nelson! Both you Nelsons! Pryor in Arkansas! Shame on you! Shame on you! Bingaman! Cadwell, Conrad, you are traitors. This is what you've given us. This is what you have given us. Torture, rendition, The end of habeas corpus. This is what you people have given us. You snakes. You filthy liars. You'll be given drinks of ice water in hell the next time I contribute to the Democratic National Committee or any of these people. The right to die, all disability rights, rights of the disabled, gone! Oh, maybe not tomorrow, or maybe not next month. And if it doesn't happen next month, most people forget about it. Oh, well, Malloy's just full of snot. What the hell are you talking about? Alito's not that bad. Astonishing.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're already doing what's hard for your health. You diet.
That's hard.
You do regular exercise.
That's harder.
You even get a colonoscopy.
The hardest.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, he could tell you that adding Bayer low dose is a simple way to help prevent one out of three heart attacks.
Now that's simple.
Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. Bayer low dose. A little does a lot.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Honey?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. TurboTax asks these simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Uh-huh. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Well, what about deductions?
Found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
What?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 25 before the hour. Family rights. Now that Alito joins soon to be the Nazi majority on the United States Supreme Court, which brings an end to representative government, brings an end to separation of powers, brings an end to everything that you thought this country stood for. Everything. It's gone. Until we take it back. If we can take it back. Family rights, he's ruled against families on the family leave issue over and over again. Now add to the list from the last segment all those remaining civil liberties, from women's rights to voting rights to issues of race, reproduction, religion, all of those freedoms guaranteed by amendments to the Constitution or by statutory law. According to Alito and the rest of these Federalist bastards, they are smoke. It needs to be cleared out, and they are going to do that. Goodbye, United States of America. Goodbye. And anyone, I don't care if it's your mother who tells you that in 2006, if we just hang together, we're going to win the House, and then we can impeach him. Oh, for God's sake. Tell your mother, no, Mom, that's not going to happen. And remember, Alito won't even consider a federal case that might be brought to the Supreme Court against any member of the Bush crime family. They will be immune from prosecution no matter what crimes are discovered in these past 5 years, or no matter what crime they may commit in the next 3 years or 10 years, or however long these dictating bastards are in power. Bush has already told us he will work outside any congressional check on his power, like the FISA law. And now they have the Supreme Court to affirm this claim to dictatorial power. Who's going to overturn it? Go ahead, talk to me. Tell me, who's going to overturn it? That's the end of checks and balances on Bush, truth seeker. Bush's approval of rating is at 38%, and still, these filthy, rotten, disgusting Senate Democrats still roll over and lick his privates. And when they were finished, some senator bastard from South Carolina stands in the well of the Senate and continues to kick their asses.
Oh, Mike, now come on. You're being too negative. It's all right. We got to keep petitioning our members of Congress. MoveOn.org has a new petition up. I'm going to sign it. That'll really, really put the fear of Christ into my senator, because
well, have fun. Sign all the petitions you want to. Never. For as long as see, I probably won't be alive to see the Democratic Party reassert itself, or true representative government reclaim this dung heap that has become the political system in the United States. I doubt if I'll live long enough to see it. And because of that crystal clear realization, let me tell you something. I don't care who you are, I don't care who you represent. Don't send me an email asking me to ask this audience to sign some freaking ass online petition about anything! I'm over it. I'm finished with it. I'm done. That's it. Put a fork in it. Online petition. Ooh, that really works. Oh, let's all get together and call our senator. I know. Let's just speed dial. Let's just keep calling and call. You know, if 100,000 of us just speed dial, that'll bring them out of the ether and make them vote the way they're supposed to. Oh, I know. Did you hear last month a Democratic senator, voted the way a Democratic senator should vote? Oh, let's send her 1,000 bouquets of roses. Oh, did you hear another Democratic senator voted the way he was supposed to? Oh, Jesus Christ, crank up the faxes and the emails and the phone calls and tell him what a good boy he is. Stroke him, quick.
Not me. Not ever again. For as long as I'm in radio, I swear on my children's lives, which is the only thing that's holy to me, I will never again recommend any kind of an online petition, any kind of a contribution to anybody. Do your own damn work. Find your own Democrat and support him or her. But don't be a chump. Don't be a fool. Don't be an enabler. Don't keep this game going forever. How many Republicans camped out at Bill Clinton's ranch? None. Republicans, you see, they did the only thing, and they started in 1964, and they really kicked it in 1980. The only thing that makes any sense in this country. They organized from the bottom up, all over the place. Universities, think tanks, business councils, roundtables, media conglomerations, phony, fake-ass organizations like Swift Boat Jerk Wads for Truth, whatever they are. And what did we do?
Oh, let's go demonstrate. I've got a sign.
How many times did I do that? Never again.
Never! Oh, and don't we laugh? Don't you and I laugh when 500,000 of us show up in Washington, D.C. prior to the invasion of Iraq protesting the war? Oh, and we're so set on, oh, we're going to stop the war. We're going to stop the war. And we come around the corner, and sitting over there in a pathetic little mud hole are 25 or 100 right-wingers who support the war. Well, guess what? Guess what?
Those 100 right-wingers sitting in the mud hole knew they didn't have to bring out 500,000 in support of the war because they own the government. All of it. And the media. Now, what do? You fight back. How do you fight back? You settle in for the long run. You people who are in your 30s and 40s, let me tell you something. You better come to the realization real damn quick. I'm talking about Democrats. You Republicans, go pound sand up your nostrils. Just get away from me tonight. But you Democrats who are in your 30s, 40s, even some of you in your 50s, you better realize that you have the hardest job in the history of this republic. You're going to have to pry this government out of the hands of neo-Nazis. You think you're going to do that by signing an online petition or camping out on somebody's farm? It's going to take the hardest work you've ever done. It's going to take just blister-ass work. What the neo-Nazis have done in this country for the past 30 years. Are you up for it? Or shall we all go march somewhere? That's real effective now, isn't it? It was effective. I'm not denying the anti-war marches, the civil rights marches, but that was then. This is now. You want to get together in Washington, D.C. on the march of whatever? Oh, that'll be real effective, won't it?
38% of the American public supports this neo-Nazi, and the Democratic Party rolled over today. I shouldn't say the Democratic Party. These 19 Democrats who held in their hands the absolute future of this country, damn you. Damn you. Damn you for what you did. It is unforgivable. It is unforgivable. All you had to do was say no. The easiest word in the English language to say is no. And you wouldn't do it. Damn you.
Kneel down and lend a hand. Tell the people liberty must go. There's more to gain in war than peace. Let the weapons flow. Destabilize the Middle East. Enrich the CEO. Lie down, people. Lay down your Bill of Rights. Tell James Madison we had to let those amendments go.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. In the time you own three or four other vacuums, my 8-pound Orrick XL will still be going strong. But you're going to love an Orrick XL for another reason. It's hypoallergenic. Whatever it picks up stays inside the bag. So try an Orrick XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. With an Orrick XL, there's never a foul odor or a cloud of dust in your face.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
leadership seem orderly? When one man makes all the decisions, there is no need for negotiation or compromise.
You think he was talking about Saddam Hussein there? Now, I'm getting a lot of emails from people who are, you know, I'm pouring salt in an open wound tonight. And I'm sorry, except for one thing. That's called cauterizing a wound. And I'm getting emails from people who say, well, what do we do? All right, I'll tell you what you do. And you're not going to like it. You accept the fact that it's going to take an enormous amount of work, and it's going to start down on the precinct level. Saul Alinsky said it. Organize! On the precinct level, the county level, the state level. Don't even think about getting the House or the Senate back for at least 15 or 20 years, unless you want to get so deep into self-delusion it doesn't even matter anymore. How long did it take the Republicans? And they owned everything. They had the money. They had the media. They had everything. How long did it take them? What have you got? What have we got? We've got sweat and determination and work. Those of us who are going to live long enough to see it come back to rational government.
And if I may jump in for just a second.
Yeah, please. I'm about to blow an artery here.
Notice that. First off, I want to tell everyone to go to MikeMalloy.com and look in the gallery because we have pictures of our sweet baby girl up there.
Oh, what are you doing?
Other than that, the one other thing I want to say, seriously, on a serious note, yesterday I just wanted everyone to know out there that we were fighting. We were fighting on our off day. We were urging people to call their senators, and we filled in for 2 hours for the Young Turks when they were filibustering yesterday. They've been doing an online, internet, and on Sirius Satellite Radio filibuster with a lot of other talk show hosts, with Tom Hartman and Peter B. Collins and the guy from Crooks and Liars and... I'm sure I'm forgetting.
Head on, Bob over at Head On Radio.
Bob Kincaid. Right. And we joined in, you know, our Sunday on our off day when we could have been sitting at home playing with a kid. And, again, I just want to let you know there are new pictures of Molly up in the gallery at MikeMalloy.com. It's two L's, MikeMalloy.com. Anyway, but we came in. I mean, we're fine. I just, you know, for your critics who are thinking, well, you know, put your money where your mouth is, Malloy. You know, don't sign petitions. We were signing petitions, and we were on the air. And I just wanted people to know that it's not, you know, we come by our outrage righteously.
I have signed more petitions on the street, online, in school auditoriums, in church basements, at Democratic County Committee meetings. And I know that at one time that was an effective tool to let members of Congress know, oh my God, look, 10,964 signatures on that petition. Jesus, I better look into the issue. But those days are gone. Please understand that. I was signing petitions 48 hours ago. What good does it do? And for those of you who are just having your brain smashed out tonight, if you're listening to this rant and you just can't get your mind around, oh Jesus, what are we supposed to do, Mike? Figure it out yourself. But I can tell you right from just a common sense, basic politics 101. You want to get it back? This was my big bitch with Ralph Nader. Because he didn't order his party. He was too old. He didn't order his party to start down on the county level and build it up over 20 years and then let him run for the United States, for the presidency. He probably would have won. But nobody wants to hear, you know, the W word. Not in this society. Not where it concerns politics. Work! Or the old word, organize. Well, you know, the only thing I have to say to you Democrats who are sending me these emails and saying, oh, well, now maybe we shouldn't do that, Mike. Okay, go your way, okay? Keep doing what you're doing. That's a definition of insanity. Keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome, which never, ever presents itself. What have you gotten, Mr. and Ms. Democrat, since 1992? That's right, since the election of Bill Clinton. You tell me. What have you gotten that adheres to or supports Democratic Party principles? Tell me one thing. Send me an email. Tell me what it is. Go ahead. So for those of you who are freaking out tonight, freak. Freak. Keep freaking. Rip your hair out. Get scared. Worry about your kids and your grand. You're damn right. Because that's what these Democrats have done to us. And then when you're finished your hysterics, and when I'm finished mine, then we can buckle down and go to work. And we start on the county level. And we set aside 20 years. Do you have the strength to do it?
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
So much for the Bush administration's plan to liberate the Middle East. Is a nuclear Iran, theocratic Iraq, and Hamas-led Palestine what the president had in mind when he vowed to transform the region? Iran may soon build a nuclear weapon. Iraq may soon adopt an Islamic constitution, curtailing basic human rights. A terrorist organization just won a majority in the Palestinian parliament. Governments that call for the destruction of Israel and deny the Holocaust ever occurred are becoming the norm rather than the exception. Let's not forget about the rigged elections in Egypt or Saudi Arabia's oil-fueled autocrats. And remember Osama bin Laden? As last week's tape proved, he's still very much alive. Beyond the Middle East, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are resurgent in Afghanistan. These are just a few of the inconvenient realities you won't hear in the President's State of the Union address tomorrow night. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
This is Mike Malloy. The world can't wait. It's time to drive out the Bush regime. On Tuesday, 31st of January, George Bush will give his State of the Union address again. The State of the Union is a state of emergency. This Bush regime, or the Bush crime family, as I refer to it, is immoral, illegitimate, and indictably criminal. And we've got to stop it. Tuesday, January 31st, we will bring the noise in protests all across the country. To find a protest near you, visit worldcantwait.org. Bring your instruments, pots and pans, drums, whistles, church bells. We'll drown out Bush's lies with the demand, Bush step down. Then on Saturday, February 4th, join us in Washington, D.C. as we bring this demand directly to the White House. Get your bus ticket today at worldcantwait.org. Bush lied. Bush spied. Bush stepped down. Find us today. worldcantwait.org. 866-973-4463.
Crowley, in the days after Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, other federal agencies told FEMA they could help, but their offers either were not heard or were simply ignored. A top FEMA official tells Senate investigators he didn't know the Interior Department wanted to send boats, planes, trucks, and personnel for storm rescues. William Loki blames poor communications, coordination, and planning. He also confirms that FEMA rejected a request from Louisiana officials for rubber boats to rescue flood victims. He says the Federal Emergency Management Agency provided hard-bottom boats that couldn't be punctured by debris. State officials say they wanted the rubber boats for shallow water rescues. Senators grilled Loki about a FEMA email indicating a halt to rescue efforts just a few days after Katrina hit. By a vote of 72 to 25, the Senate defeated the effort by Democrats to filibuster Samuel Alito's nomination with at least 57 votes committed to Alito. The confirmation is expected to take place in a vote tomorrow morning. Officials say Iraq has its first known death from the deadly strain of bird flu. A UN official and the region's health minister say the victim is a 15-year-old girl who died earlier this month in a Kurdish area of northern Iraq near Turkey, which is battling an outbreak of the disease. The U.S. Navy Medical Research Unit in Cairo conducted the test to determine the cause of death. A jury has been selected in Houston in the trial of Enron's founder and former CEO, Kenneth Lay, and Jeffrey Skilling faced dozens of counts of fraud, conspiracy, and other charges tied to the energy company's spectacular bankruptcy in 2001. Opening statements expected tomorrow. The judge told prospective jurors today, quote, this will be one of the most interesting and important cases ever tried. He says it could last up to 4 months. But he says jurors should not include people who want to right a wrong or provide remedies for those who suffered in the collapse of Enron. Compact cars may save on gas, but the government says they also have the highest fatality rate. A report from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says compact cars have a rate of slightly more than 17.75 deaths per 100,000 vehicles in 2004. Compact pickup trucks were ranked in second place, according to the Traffic Safety Administration, nearly 16.9 deaths per 100,000 vehicles. This is Air America Radio News.
welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Okay. I'm just going to calm down. Going to calm down. A couple of thoughts crossing my mind today. We're going to come to your phone calls here. I've got a whole stack, like I always do, of topics, but to hell with it. What happened today is just too stunning for me. We are going to continue our reading of 1984 coming up here in about a half an hour. I guess about 45 minutes. But a couple of thoughts crossed my mind today. Why so many Iraq war veterans that are returning who are running for public office are running as Democrats? Speaking of the 06 elections, there's something that I consider to be kind of astonishing on the surface until you go about an inch down. It's about this aspect of neocon hypocrisy that's been bugging me. You know, as you drive around this red state, this incredibly red state, Georgia, you see a lot of support the troops magnets on cars and Humvees and pickup trucks and mobile homes, you know, probably in your state too. And you know that patriotism is only directed at those troops all gung-ho to kill and die for Bush. That's what these bastards are talking about. You know, take your boy. Don't take my boy. Take your boy. Support the troops. You know that whole thing? That whole hypocritical, filthy thing. If some son of a bitchin' country attacked America, you bet support the troops. But support the troops that are operating on the orders of a dictator, George W. Bush? Really? So these yellow ribbon cowards, flag-waving, ribbon-wearing freaks, they don't support, for example, the troops lucky enough to come home more or less intact. Oh, no. And they damn sure are not going to support the troops who decide to run for political office as Democrats. No, no. So the next time you see a support the troops person, tell them thanks. Then ask if they'll vote for them, too. You know the answer. You know the answer, right? But where have I heard of 50, is it 50 Iraq veterans that are running for public office now? One is running as a Republican? Or is it two? And the rest are running as Democrats. Let's see some of you Republican bastards support those troops. Huh? They went over and killed for Bush. Dodged bullets. RPGs. IEDs. And then I started thinking also today, after this attack against the Iraqi convoy that contained Bob Woodruff and Doug Vogt of ABC. And like you, the thought crossed my mind, that son of a bitch, Negroponte, he got another one. He got another American journalist and another American cameraman. Didn't that cross your mind? Huh? Or was it the insurgents? I wonder. You know, who's killing or trying to kill all the journalists? Is it the Iraqis, the so-called insurgents, the people who, for better or for worse, are fighting for the survival of their country? I think. Or else they're just punk-ass thugs who decided, oh, whoa, man, look, a war. Let's go kill folks. And I'll tell you what, even better, let's strap explosive devices to our bodies and inside our cars and go blow ourselves up. That'll be fun. Who's killing the journalists? Those people who, by definition, want to get the story out? Or the oppressor who doesn't want the story out? Who do you think? Who do you think, Truth Seeker? Who do you think fired at Juliana Segrena? Insurgents? dead enders, as Rumsfeld calls them, Iraqis. Who do you? Oh, wait a minute. That's right. The American troops ordered to fire. They didn't know what the hell they were firing at, did they? Oh, they did? They didn't? They did? They didn't? Who knows? You know, the fog of war and all that sort of thing. So who do you think tried to take out Bob Woodruff and Doug Vogt, an award-winning cinematographer, cameraman, photojournalist, call him what you want? Who tried to take them out the other day, huh? Remember the interim, temporary U.S. ambassador to Iraq after our proconsul left and before they appointed Zalmay Khalilzad? Our ambassador was John Negroponte, the man who organized death squads in Central America. Sat down with the Hondurans and the Salvadorans and the Contras and the Guatemalans. Remember? They sent Negroponte over there for how long was he there? 3 months? Why him? Remember what we said back then, Kathy? This son of a bitch has been sent over there to show the Sunnis? The Shia? The Kurds? Who? The private contractors? The CIA? Who? How to murder people.
Oh, but Mike, it's a war.
Nah, this isn't a war. So who do you think tried to take out Bob Woodruff and Doug Vogt? Huh? Who do you think did that? Those pesky insurgents. One more time, and then to your phone calls here. Akaka, Hawaii, Baucus, Montana, Bingaman, New Mexico, Byrd, West Virginia, Cantwell, Washington, Carper, Delaware, Conrad, North Dakota, Dorgan, North Dakota, Inouye, Hawaii, Johnson, South Dakota, Cole, Wisconsin, Landrieu, Louisiana, Lieberman, Connecticut, Lincoln, Arkansas, Nelson, Florida, Nelson, Nebraska, Pryor, Arkansas, Rockefeller, West Virginia, Salazar, Colorado. These are the Democrats who collapsed on the Senate floor today in an act of utter cowardice and disdain for the Constitution that they took an oath to protect and uphold, slid a knife into the chest cavity of democracy. Damn all of you. I don't care what you've done prior to this. I don't care if you've been the most progressive, righteous Democrats in the history of the Democratic Party. What you did today erased all of it for this Democrat. Your constituents may still love you. Your constituents may still vote for you. Your constituents may still believe that you represent democracy and legitimate government. I say to hell with every single one of you. To hell with you. To hell with you. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. If you want to get online, we're going to take some calls when we come back. Bush's approval rating is at 38%. There was absolutely no need for this at all. Absolutely.
Open your eyes. Time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets, loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
To the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Stretch to the point of no turning back. Fly to fancy on a windswept field. Standing alone, my senses real. Fatal attraction is holding me fast. How can I escape?
It's 22 past the hour. All right. Before we, I just want to do two quick sound bites from Ted Kennedy in the Senate today before the Alito cloture vote. Excuse me. Kennedy is deep into his very righteous rant today, and in this party continues stressing that there is no more important duty than debating a lifetime Supreme Court nominee, especially since Bush has decided to claim he's above any checks and balances from Congress. And, of course, an Alito confirmation will cement that fact, that the Supreme Court then will become nothing but a rubber stamp for dictatorial powers. So Kennedy rightfully wants to know, what's the rush? Alito just came to the Senate floor for debate a few days ago. Why such a hurry? Of course, we know why.
I've been here in the United States Senate when we really had filibusters. The idea that we're
okay,
here on,
you want to stop
on a Monday, and this came to the Senate last Wednesday, and the opposition is saying, oh, well, this is delaying the work of the Senate. What's more important to the United States Senate than a vote for the Supreme Court of the United States?
Yeah, well, really, what is more? Now, Kennedy responds to the hyper-hypocritical neocon criticism that the Democrats are somehow delaying justice and the work of the Senate by actually wanting to debate a Supreme Court lifetime appointment. Where were the neocons screaming for an up or down vote on Harriet Myers? Huh? Didn't she deserve the same sort of justice? Where were the right-wing bastards, the senators calling for a return to the people's work in the Senate when Frisk the cat killer was misdiagnosing poor brain-dead Terry Schiavo from the Senate floor? Was that what the American people wanted their senators to do? Is that why they sent them to Washington? But they care about the important work of the Senate? Oh, stop it.
We have a no, Mr. President, that the right wing has its campaign in full gear. Their mission is cover up the truth. So we do need a full debate. Bring out the truth on Judge Alito's records. What wrong with debate? Are they afraid of what Americans would do if they really heard the full record? This body deserves better, and the American people deserve better. That's what this vote is this afternoon. That's what it's about. People are entitled to the time.
To study Alito's records. Sorry about the sound there. Sounds like he's talking with a toilet running somewhere. He probably was. The Kennedy's speech today was his plea, it's not a speech, was certainly impassioned. Let's do some phone calls here. David is calling from Washington, D.C. David, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Yes, it's the 15-year-old. I called you over Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing, David?
Great. I'd just like to say that you and your crew are working so hard to keep this republic going. It seems like it's in vain, and I really am going to go on your suggestion that we have to start at the precinct level, then work our way up. And grassroots.
That's it. And you start at that level now. You're 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just like you, even though you're like 50-something like my parents, I'm afraid that this will last for the rest of my lifetime.
No,
whereas,
no. I was just going to say, you're 15 years old. If you do what you say you're going to do, and I have no reason to think that you won't, David, and you organize your friends, and you let that spread out, and if you're willing to put 10 years into it, by the time you're 25 or 26 or 27 years old, you may be able to get yourself in a position of political power. By the time you're 30 or 35, you may be able to run for federal office. You got to kick ass, David. You got to take names. I want you to do something. I want you to go to the internet. I want you to look up the name Saul, S-A-U-L, Alinsky, A-L-I-N-S-K-I. I want you to look up Saul Alinsky and read everything you can get your hands on.
Saul what? How do you spell his last name?
A-L-I-N-S-K-I.
Thanks.
First name is Saul, S-A-U-L. Look what he wrote Read what he wrote about organizing. Now, he did a lot of work organizing for rent strikes in New York City. I don't care what it was that he was talking about. Study study his tactics, okay?
All right.
Don't listen to talk show hosts. Go read the experts. Go read the guys and the women who are out there busting their ass and getting killed and working for democracy. Start with Saul Alinsky, okay?
Okay, but I really only listen to you because you're pretty much the only voice on this network that agree with you on most of my opinions we share.
All right, well, listen for entertainment, but if you want to get something done, start reading people like Saul Alinsky. Thanks, David. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Take care.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Orrick XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets, loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
25 past the hour, or I'm sorry, 25 before the hour. I'll get it right. All right, let's do some phone calls here. AJ is calling from Boulder, Colorado. AJ, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, AJ.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, when I first tuned in this evening, I just loved it. I mean, I love you when you get on a roll, and tonight was one of your best ones. But I have to say that toward the end, you kind of lost me.
Yeah, how's that?
Well, you know, it's nice to think that maybe, you know, we could duplicate what the Republicans did way back, starting around Ronald Reagan's days. And
oh, wait, hold on. If you heard me say that, you're listening with a head full of sawdust. I said that the Republicans, I tried to give you a very quick thumbnail sketch of how the Republicans took over while people like you and me were out walking around with signs in our hands. If you want to learn how to get the party back, I assume you've been holding on for over an hour. You just heard me tell the young guy from Washington, D.C. how to do it. Don't listen to talk show hosts. Go to the experts. Go to Saul Alinsky. Start there. Go to Mother Jones. Go to people who have organized and kicked ass and gotten things done. So if you heard me say repeat what the Republicans did, you're listening the wrong way. Trust me, AJ.
Well,
screw the Republicans. What they did was steal a democracy and turn it into a dictatorship. You think I'm advocating that?
No.
All right.
And I didn't even assume that you did.
All right. Well, I don't hold up the Republicans as a model for anything except how to move a democratic republic into fascism.
Exactly. And that's my point. We're not starting at the same place that they did. You know, I think people think back to Nazi Germany, you know, from our perspective, that Hitler sort of popped out of a box around 1940, started invading countries.
No, wait, who thinks that? No, nobody who has an understanding of history, which is most of the people listening to this program, think that at all. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right. And that puts it in a minority, the people that really understand. But, I mean, you know, Nazi Germany was a democratically created...
Okay, wait. Honest to God, AJ, can you get to the point? Because the people who listen to this program are way ahead of you with this conversation. So what is your point? What are you trying to say? Get right to that.
Okay, what I'm saying at is that Bush and the neocons are not going to let anybody do that.
Let?
Yes, let.
Let?
Let.
What do you mean, let?
They have already taken over, virtually taken over the legislature.
All right, let me ask you something, AJ. Listen up. Close your mouth for a second. I hear all this defeatist crap coming out of your mouth. Close it for just a second. How is the Bush administration going to refuse to let you put somebody on the county commission in Boulder, Colorado, who's a liberal Democrat? How is the Bush crime family going to not let you go to your Democratic Party precinct meetings and decide who's going to represent you at the state caucuses in Colorado? When's the last time you attended a precinct meeting?
I don't think they care, Mike.
All right, get off my... All right, go away. I don't want to hear anymore. Get out of here. I can't listen to this stuff. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a bastard tonight, but I can't listen to this. Let the Bush crime family let me do something? Are you out of your mind? Go to work, AJ. Go to work. Get your ass into a Democratic Party caucus in Colorado. Get your ass over to a precinct meeting. Get people elected as your state representatives to the state party convention who are real Democrats. Get off your ass. Are you telling me that Bush is not going to let you go to somebody's house for a meeting to elect somebody to be a representative at a state party caucus? Get real. Oh, and to the young man in D.C., Alinsky, apparently he was Russian. So not I gave you the Polish spelling. Alinsky is A-L-I-N-S-K-Y, not I. Thanks to Ronaldo in Chicago who sent this in to me.
Alinsky ends in a Y. My bad. Come on, AJ. I don't mean to bust up on you. I really don't. But when I hear somebody suggest that the Bush crime family will not let me go to a precinct meeting, you've got to get it down, brother. You have to get it down to the level it begins. Okay? It begins in your neighborhood, AJ. It begins at the house next door to yours. It doesn't begin in D.C. It doesn't begin at the state level. It begins next door, down the street, wherever, however it's done in Colorado. I don't know how you do it in Colorado. Read Saul Alinsky with a Y. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Philip.
Well, I was watching the debacle on C-SPAN, and the one that really, really got me was Baucus, the Democrat from Montana.
Yeah.
After they did this cloture vote, he came on, and he was reading his prepared speech as to why he wasn't going to vote for him. Came up with all the things everybody else came up with, you know, all the evidence about Alito. But he had the nerve to vote no on the cloture.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is why I hate these Democrats, because every single one of them knew that voting to close off debate guaranteed the election or the appointment of Alito, no matter how these Democrats voted when it came to the floor of the Senate, because they're outnumbered.
I don't care how they're voting tomorrow.
I don't either.
It's inconsequential. They just stabbed me in the back, okay?
They did indeed.
As a gay American now, okay? I'm not going to have a chance. I'm not going to have a chance here, you know, unless we do what you're suggesting. We don't. The Bush crime family doesn't let me do anything, you know. But that's the attitude a lot of people have. A while back, we had a mayor candidate here called Donna Frye, who couldn't be mayor. She was elected mayor, but because of the people didn't fill in a bubble, she wasn't elected mayor, and they had to have another election. Well, everybody was out protesting all that, you know, and everything, and gung-ho and everything until everything quieted down. And that's the thing with these protests and the placards and the signs and trying to do that against the Nazi regime. It just does not work.
And the
there was a country, Uzbekistan or whatever it was, where they installed a government or a government, an election or whatever was bad government. And they went out and they protested and they kept the protest going until they took that government down.
Oh, that
but
was
here we don't do it.
Yeah.
We go out there because it's fashionable or nice to go protest for a little bit and then go home and forget about what we did.
Yeah, I think you're referring to the former Soviet Republic of Georgia.
Yeah.
The Orange Revolution. Let me tell you. Let me just build on what you're saying here a little bit, Philip. This idea of protesting in the streets being absolutely useless in this era. It worked in the 60s and 70s. It is useless now. And I'll tell you something. It's worse than useless. The USA Patriot Act that the Democrats are going to vote to reconfirm contains within it new sections that say that the armed uniformed Secret Service can declare an area off limits, wherever that area is. And if you go there to protest, they will send your ass to a camp someplace. Now, it's coming. It's coming. That's why this Alito nomination today was so important to filibuster. And these rat bastard Democrats now have turned it over to this USA Patriot Act revamp, which says the First Amendment is dead. So, yeah, Philip, whether you're gay or not, be afraid, man. Be very afraid. But I'll tell you what, organize. Organize. Fight like a son of a bitch, because these people are not going to fight for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And fight down on the county level where you can do the damage. That's where it has to start. It's got to start down there and then build up and run these Nazis out of town eventually. But, Philip, I'm telling you, this is for the long haul. So if you have kids, if you have nieces, nephews, whatever, whoever you have in your family who's younger than you are, pass the message on. Because I tell you something, my friend, I don't know how old you are, but you and I may not be around to see this change. So put it in the young people to bust their ass, or it's gone forever.
Well, they need to go out and do that, you know? It's their country. I'm going to drop dead in 20 years, you know? And in 20 years, maybe, like you said, things will change. But people got to get out. And we've been telling this for years now. Since the 2004 election, people were going to get out and do things, you know, and change things. Through 2005, people were going to change things in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
You know, you dumb bastards that keep writing in and making apologies for these people need to stop it.
Hey, Philip, your anger's righteous. I got to go. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Take care. Organize. Thanks for your call. Watch your back.
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their dog just died.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Ugh, vacation.
Please apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I'd have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
Yeah.
when we left off with 1984 on Friday, Winston Smith has been roused out of bed where he was dreaming very strange dreams to do exercises. The instructor on the telescreen is ordering people to do what they're supposed to do. And Winston is considering the idea of war. He remembers his childhood during the time when the first atom bomb was dropped on London. And we'll pick it up there. Since about that time, war had been literally continuous, though strictly speaking, it had not always been the same war. For several months during his childhood, there had been confused street fighting in London itself, some of which he remembered vividly. But to trace out the history of the whole period, to say who was fighting whom at any given moment, would have been utterly impossible, since no written record and no spoken word ever made mention of any other alignment than the existing one. At this moment, for example, in 1984, if it was 1984, Oceania was at war with Eurasia and in alliance with East Asia. In no public or private utterance was it ever admitted that the three powers had at any time been grouped along different lines. Actually, as Winston well knew, it was only 4 years since Oceania had been at war with East Asia and in alliance with Eurasia. But that was merely a piece of furtive knowledge, which he happened to possess because his memory was not satisfactorily under control. Officially, the change of partners had never happened. Oceania was at war with Eurasia. Therefore, Oceania had always been at war with Eurasia. The enemy of the moment always represented absolute evil, and it followed that any past or future agreement with him was impossible. The frightening thing, he reflected for the 10,000th time as he forced his shoulders painfully backward, the frightening thing was that it might all be true. If the party could thrust its hand into the past and say of this or that event, it never happened, that surely was more terrifying than mere torture and death. The party said that Oceania had never been in alliance with Eurasia. He, Winston Smith, knew that Oceania had been in alliance with Eurasia as short a time as 4 years ago. But where did that knowledge exist? Only in his own consciousness, which in any case must soon be annihilated. And if all others accepted the lie which the party imposed, if all records told the same tale, then the lie passed into history and became truth. Who controls the past, ran the party slogan, controls the future. Who controls the present, controls the past. And yet the past, though of its nature alterable, had never been altered. Whatever was true now was true from everlasting to everlasting. It was quite simple. All that was needed was an unending series of victories over your own memory. Reality control, they called it. In Newspeak, doublethink. "Stand easy," barked the instructress a little more genially. Winston sank his arms to his sides and slowly refilled his lungs with air. His mind slid away into the labyrinthine world of doublethink. To know and not to know. To be conscious of complete truthfulness while telling carefully constructed lies. To hold simultaneously two opinions which canceled out, knowing them to be contradictory and believing in both of them. To use logic against logic. To repudiate morality while laying claim to it. To believe that democracy was impossible and that the party was the guardian of democracy. To forget whatever it was necessary to forget, then to draw it back into memory again at the moment when it was needed, and then promptly to forget it again. And above all, to apply the same process to the process itself. That was the ultimate subtlety. Consciously to induce unconsciousness, and then once again to become unconscious of the act of hypnosis you had just performed. Even to understand the word doublethink involved the use of doublethink. The instructors had called them to attention again. "And now let's see which of us can touch our toes," she said enthusiastically. "Right over from the hips, please, comrades. One, two, one, two." Winston loathed this exercise, which sent shooting pains all the way from his heels to his buttocks and often ended by bringing on another coughing fit. The half-pleasant quality went out of his meditations. The past, he reflected, had not merely been altered. It had been actually destroyed. For how could you establish even the most obvious fact when there existed no record outside your own memory? He tried to remember in what year he had first heard mention of Big Brother. He thought it must have been at some time in the 60s, but it was impossible to be certain. In the party histories, of course, Big Brother figured as the leader and guardian of the revolution since its very earliest days. His exploits had been gradually pushed backwards in time until already they extended into the fabulous world of the 40s and the 30s, when the capitalists in their strange cylindrical hats still rode through the streets of London in great gleaming motor cars or horse carriages with glass sides. There was no knowing how much of this legend was true and how much was invented. Winston could not even remember at what date the party itself had come into existence. He did not believe he had ever heard the word Ingsoc before 1960, but it was possible that in its old-speak form, English socialism, that is to say, it had been current earlier. Everything melted into mist. Sometimes, indeed, you could put your finger on a definite lie. It was not true, for example, as was claimed in the party history books, that the party had invented aeroplanes. He remembered aeroplanes since his earliest childhood. But you could prove nothing. There was never any evidence. Just once in his whole life, he had held in his hands unmistakable documentary proof of the falsification of an historical fact. And on that occasion,
Smith!
Screamed the shrewish voice from the telescreen.
6079 Smith, W. Yes, you! Bend lower, please. You can do better than that. You're not trying. Lower, please. That's better, comrade. Now stand at ease, the whole squad, and watch me.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
You're already doing what's hard for your health. You diet. That's hard. You do regular exercise. That's harder. You even get a colonoscopy. The hardest. If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, he could tell you that adding Bayer low dose is a simple way to help prevent one out of three heart attacks. Now that's simple. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. Bayer low dose. A little does a lot.
Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Kidnapped American journalist Jill Carroll, a scarf on her head, appeared in tears in the latest video delivered by her captors to the Arab news channel Al Jazeera. The network aired a portion of the video, and an anchor said she urged American and Iraqi officials to release all remaining female prisoners in Iraq. Meanwhile, the same satellite channel aired a new video of al-Qaeda Lieutenant Ayman al-Zawahiri. There's only so much reporters can do to keep out of harm's way in a war zone. That view from former CBS News correspondent Bill McLaughlin, who reported from Vietnam in the 60s and the Middle East in the 70s. McLaughlin says improvements in technology can only go so far, but he says medical care is better now.
It was dangerous before. It's just as dangerous now. The only thing that's improved in the terms of the odds is that if this had happened to Bob Woodruff and his cameraman, Mr. Vogt, in Vietnam, they'd be dead.
ABC News anchor Bob Woodruff and cameraman Doug Vogt were wounded in a roadside bomb attack in Iraq this weekend. McLaughlin is now a communications professor. By the time President Bush steps before Congress to deliver his State of the Union address tonight, he will know the fate of his second Supreme Court nomination. The Senate is set for a confirmation vote on Judge Samuel Alito after Republicans Monday successfully closed debate on the conservative judge. But before the final vote, Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry made a last-minute attempt to block or extend debate on Alito through a filibuster.
This is the time when it counts, not after the Supreme Court has granted the executive the right to use torture or to eavesdrop without warrants.
But senators voted 72-26 to end debate on Alito. A confirmation vote will occur late this morning. A new computer virus is threatening to wipe out data on hundreds of thousands of computers worldwide. The Blackworm virus infects computers through tainted email messages that mention pornography. Gasoline prices continue to edge higher nationwide, adding another 2 cents to the price of an average gallon of gas this week. The Energy Information Administration's latest weekly report put the average pump price at $2.36 a gallon. That means a 20-gallon fill-up costs $9 more today than it did just 1 year ago. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. We'll be right back.
It's the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down, falling down in your life.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Back to your phone calls right after this email that's signed, A Patriot. Dear Mike, I probably shouldn't start this meme, but someone else will if I don't. I believe 19 Dems voted for cloture, according to the list from Daily Kos, and there were 19 hijackers on 9/11. Now, I'm not comparing one to the other, but it's a damn funny coinkydink. With a total of 72 votes for cloture, that means they made the difference, didn't they? Also, I was watching the movie Flight 93 on A&E tonight, and it reminded me of how I felt and how I feel tonight. Like my country and my world has been hijacked, and there's going to be hell to pay to get it back. Signed, A Patriot. Yeah, I saw something else on one of the websites. Somebody has indeed started that meme, the 19 hijacker thing. All right, let's go back to the phone calls here. Rocco is calling from Rosendale, New York. Rocco, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike? Thanks a lot.
Sure.
One thing I'm worried is that Bush is going to burn the Constitution on television last night, tomorrow night, with his State of the Union address.
Oh, tomorrow night is going to be hell.
Yeah, let Chief Justice Roberts crown him king. That's what I'm worried about.
Let me make a suggestion, Rocco. With all due respect, king is not the word here. You know, when most of us think of kings, we think of ineffective, weak former monarchs. Let's use the word that it is. Dictator.
Dictators. Okay, you're right.
Dictator.
You're absolutely right.
King my ass. Dictator.
Okay.
All right.
So wait, what I was going to say is that. Well, I want to write to Kennedy an email thanking him for that thing that you played on the air right now.
Yeah.
We can work on this. Now, I'm 50, okay? I've been working for peace and justice, since I was about 15 during the first or second moratoriums against the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It works, but you have to organize.
That's right.
Okay? We've done stuff here in Ulster and Dutchess counties. They're turning Democratic as we speak. We've got a great congressman, Maurice Hinchy. I don't know if you've heard of him, but if you haven't, go look up his record. He was against NAFTA. He was against GATT. He was against this CAFTA.
How do you spell his last name?
H-I-N-C-H-E-Y.
All right, Maurice?
Maurice.
Okay, I'll look it up.
He's a good man. Okay, you start at the district level, you start at the local level, okay?
That's right.
You start running and put people into those races where the Republicans are running unopposed.
That's right.
Okay, you put anybody in there, just as long as you have somebody to vote for. These local races are won by 1 and 2 votes. I tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
You go into your town, you demand to sit in. Anybody can sit in on a town meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be let in.
Right,
and
right.
If they're not doing it, then you get a bunch of people together and vote against them and get yourself on in write-ins, we've done here in my town.
That's right, Rocco, that's right.
But it's long, hard work. Again, I'm 50. I've been doing it for, 30 years or more now. Okay? So you got to realize, people got to get out there with your union activists and talk to the unions and get the unions involved, okay? The other thing you got to think of, and I don't know how much you agree with this, is there's other people who helped along the cause a long time ago and still do a little bit now, although they're kind of old. One of my favorites, a friend of mine, Pete Seeger. Listen to his music.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the music of his friend, Woody Guthrie. There's a lot of wisdom there. And just... don't mourn, organize.
There you go. That's it. Rocco, thanks for checking in. I appreciate what you had to say.
Thank you.
All right, you take care. Yeah, his last bit there about, the music, the artists. Remember the poets, the writers, the artists, the painters, the singers. Don't provide the visual or but we've got to organize. The other thing, and Rocco, I thought Rocco was going to touch on it. The major segment of the population that we must
people my age and your age we have got to reach out to are the students, high school and college. That's something the Republicans started back in the late 60s. Where do you think this Abramoff freak ass came from? Where do you think Karl Rove came from? College Republicans! Now, I've given a couple of speeches, or talks, not speeches, in the past couple of months to young Democrats on university campuses. And we've got some more lined up. That's where the organization, where in the hell are the liberal organizations that should be pumping money into college Democrats? High school Democrats, all the way down to the high school level. Show them what the hell this country used to be about. Tell them what the Constitution is about. Tell them what the struggle, tell them how liberals and only liberals have ever moved this country forward. Vault the propaganda, in other words. The future, as it always has, is with the young people, lies with the young people in this country. You know that as well as I do. For you old farts like me, 50, 55, 60, 65, been busting your hump for 30 years like Rocco, that's wonderful. That's honorable. But take what you have learned and give it to the kids. Give it to the young people. The Republicans have absolutely polluted and destroyed the minds of two generations now. Starting in 64 to 84, that's one generation. 84 to 2004, that's the second generation. They have turned out a cadre of brown shirts that were inculcated with the principles of Nazism on college campuses. Well, that's right. We've been out demonstrating and holding up signs. Well, let me ask you something, all right? You know, the obvious, the pisser question. Here, I ask you the pisser question. Who's been more effective in the past 30 years in organizing and assuming control and power? The people who marched with the placards or the people who didn't? Now think about it before you answer or send me a pissed off email or post an irate comment someplace. Just think about the question. And it's more or less rhetorical. But starting around 74, 75, who has gotten the most work done? And I swear to God, I include one of the movements I was heavily involved in the late 70s, the environmental movement. The Abalone Alliance, the Clamshell Alliance. All the work that was done, all the effort that was made, where is it now? Oh, that's right, Clear Skies Initiative. Oh, that's right, a Clean Water Initiative. Oh, that's right, Healthy Forest Initiative. Oh, that's right, take all the nuclear waste and stuff it underneath a mountain somewhere. Jesus Christ! Now, who got the most work done, us or them? Think about it before you answer. Think about it before you answer, okay? Before you call me up and say, hey, listen, hey, I marched, I demonstrated, I put my ass on the line, Malloy. Are you going to denigrate that? Are you going to tell me that was no good? No, I'm not going to tell you that at all, pal, or palette. I'm just suggesting that you take a look at the last 20 years, or the last, actually, 40 years. And you tell me, 64 to 84, 84 to 2004, take a look at the past 40 years, and you tell me, when you towed everything up, when you even consider civil rights, and human rights, and women's rights, and students' rights, take a look at the entire balance sheet, and tell me who's in control.
Your children well, their fathers hell. It slowly go by and feel
them on your dream. The one they fix, the one you know by.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
Country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
All this fussing and fighting,
oh, Jesus.
I sure can't stay.
Email here from Bob at headonradio.com. And if you haven't gone to that website, you need to go. Head on, like a head on collision. Headonradio.com. He writes, Mike, you asked where the money is that will support the youth of America. May I hazard a suggestion? The money lies in black, shameless, dirty holes like Robert Byrd. What would 1% of the $830,000 MoveOn.org gave to Robert Byrd do 830 times on campuses across the United States? It's time for organizations that call themselves liberal to start making their money work. It's time for organizations that can garner the movie money of liberals and progressives to recognize that there's no such thing as paying old whores for new sex. Well, that's certainly a better way of putting it than I could have come up with. Check out Bob's website, will you? Bob's website is headonradio.com. He's a radio talk show host. He participated in that online filibuster that the Young Turks got going the other day. There's no such thing as paying old whores for new sex. Yeah. All right, there's just one quote here that I want you to hear from President Chucklenuts today. At the little cabinet meeting photo op that he has every morning, he just had a comment on tomorrow's State of the Union address, and we're going to cover that for you. It's supposed to run from, what, Kathy, 9 till 10:30? So if it's still going while we come on the air, we're just going to take it live. Anyway, after telling reporters he was going to talk about health care and energy in his phony-ass address tomorrow night, anything except Iraq and illegal spying, right? After that, he took some questions, and a reporter asked about the new democratically elected Palestinian Hamas party. Sorry, this is what you get sometimes when you play with democracy, right? You better be careful when you play with democracy. You better make sure that everybody was respected in the run-up to democracy. You better make sure that the people who had their asses kicked might have had some way, shape, or form to get redressed for the ass-kicking. Because you know why? Because if you really throw it open to democracy, if you really, really, really throw it open to democracy, democracy may come up and bite you on the ass. The reporter said, Mr. President, Israeli officials are seeking an international boycott of a Palestinian government that includes Hamas. Do you support this? And if so, isn't that punishing the Palestinian people for exercising the democratic rights that you've called for in the region?
The Hamas party has made it clear that they do not support the right of Israel to exist. And I have made it clear, so long as that's their policy, that we will not support a Palestinian government made up of Hamas.
Oh, okay.
Secondly, this new democracy that's emerging in the Palestinian territories must understand that you can't have a political party that also has got a armed wing to it.
Oh, really?
That democracies yield peace.
Oh!
And so the second half of our message to Hamas is get rid of your arms.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. oh, this dumb bastard. Oh, my God, this man is stupid.
You can't have a political party that also has got an armed wing to it.
That democracies yield peace. No, it's not a political party, Chuckle Nuts. It's the government now. It really is. It soon will be. Like yours. Like the Israelis. Like the Brits. Like the Italians. Like the French. Like the Chileans. Like the Mexicans. So now Bush says, oh, we're gonna pound democracy down your throat.
But only the kind we like.
Well,
George, is that really called democracy then, or is it called something else? I'm sorry, George. I'm just a dumbass American. I hear you preach and yelp and squat about democracy in Iraq, you lying bastard. And then I see the Palestinians, after years and years and years and years and years of blowing themselves up and blowing Israelis up and having their own villages blown up by Israelis and all the slaughter and the murder and the killing, and they finally say enough. They want democracy? We'll give them democracy. Hamas. And what do I hear you say? What do I hear you say? This new democracy is emerging in the Palestinian territories. Must understand that if they don't play by my rules, well, I'll just have the Israelis come in and drop a couple of 500-pound bombs on their, oh, what do you call it, where they all meet? Parliament? I don't know.
Shake off this mortal coil and trade your blood for oil.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The world can't wait. Bush stepped down. This is Kathleen Chalfant. It seems that every morning we wake up to new evidence of outrageous abuses of power at home and abroad, of corruption, of new assaults on the fundamental principles on which the country was founded. Whatever you call it, neoconservatism, imperialism, fascism, religious fundamentalism, or sheer, blind, greedy, willful incompetence, it's no way to run a country. So let's show them where we stand. In New York, join The World Can't Wait and many, many, many others in Times Square, Tuesday, January 31st, 8 p.m. We'll be standing together with people all over the country drowning out Bush's State of the Union address. We'll be making a joyful noise. We will demand Bush step down. Tuesday, January 31st, Times Square, 8 p.m. Bring noisemakers, pots and pans, musical instruments, your band, your friends, your voice. The future is riding on it. For more information, call 866-973-4463 or worldcantwait.org.
Honey?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Well, that's right. We're using TurboTax this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. TurboTax asks these simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Uh-huh. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Well, what about deductions?
Found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
What?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
We'll be right back.
a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
We were young together. We were on the ball. We did not believe in the...
26 before the hour. Somebody message to Hamas. Says, Hamas, get rid of your arms. Get rid of your arms. From Michael in Roswell, New Mexico. Just to reinforce your views about the Alito vote, we now have Clarence Thomas because of a 52-47 vote in the Senate 15 years ago. 41 Republicans voted for him. He would not be on the bench now had not 11 Democrats voted in his favor. What did Thomas do for Democrats in the 2000 election decision? What is Alito going to do for them now, except possibly help those in the red/purple states be reelected? It's almost maudlin to say it out loud, but is this the way it ends? Michael Roswell. Yeah, thanks for that little bit of history on the Uncle Clarence Thomas vote. Clarence Thomas was what Pappy Bush said he was the best choice in the entire world, or in America anyway, for Supreme Court justice. And 15 years on the bench, and he's never written an opinion, I don't think. He just sits there. What do I do, Fat Tony? What do I do, Fat Tony? What do I do, Fat Tony? Tell me what to say, Fat Tony. How do I vote, Fat Tony? What do I do, Fat Tony? I got some good porno tapes, Fat Tony. What do I do, Fat Tony? Ignorant ass. Back to your phone calls. Kirk is calling from Worcester, Massachusetts. Kirk, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Oh, I'm just as mad as you are, these traitors, Democrats. Oh, man.
It's awful.
Yeah. Oh, man. We're going to have to really get out to vote in the primary, because people usually don't vote in primary elections. Midtermelection.com has all the primary dates, so Air America's going to have to advertise those primaries to get the...
What's the website again?
Midtermelection.com has all the primary dates.
Okay.
To for every state, and some states don't even have them on Tuesdays, so people have to watch out for those dates. But yeah, you're right. We're gonna have to work from the bottom up. Oh my God. I mean, I volunteer at public access TV stations, so I'll try to do my part there. And there, but yeah, there is a guy running against Daniel Akaka, Ed Case. Edcase.com. I just sent you an email about him, and then Ned Lamont, I hear, is running against Joe Lieberman in his primary.
Okay. Yeah, I know some of these fake Democrats do have a primary challenge. Again, the problem is going to be, and it can be overcome, the problem is going to be a lack of funds and a lack of organization. You have an entrenched member of the Senate, I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican, but especially if it's a Democrat, they have money stuck back because they know that what they've been doing, people like Lieberman, they know what they've been doing is betraying the party over and over and over and over again, and they know that eventually some Democrat is going to say, well, I think I'll mount a primary challenge against this guy, and that's where the money comes out. So,
Exactly. I mean, I remember a guy named John Orman tried to run against Joe Lieberman. All he could get was $1,000, and Lieberman was able to get like $4 million in 6 months. And so John Orman had to like drop out.
Well, the only thing that will offset that, or the one thing, the major thing that will offset one of these punk-ass senators, Democrat or Republican, who have a lot of money, and that is a lot of organization.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you've heard it. The people united will never be defeated, and there's truth to that. There is truth to that. They can have all the money in the world, but when you couple money on their side with apathy on our side, our asses are doomed. We're just doomed. There's no point in anybody running for anything. Just roll over in a ball and say to hell with it. That's it. It's over. Organize. That's what it takes. 1,000 people in the neighborhood handing out leaflets. 1,000 people on election day driving up to somebody's house who needs a ride to a polling place. 1,000 people on election day who march into the poll and say, where do I vote? Where's my, where, show me the machine. Show me the ballot. Where do I vote? I'm here to vote. That's what it takes. And that can offset. I don't care how much money somebody has. The people united will never be defeated. That chant does not say the money united will never be defeated. It says the people united. And right. That's what has to happen. It has to happen. All right. Listen, thanks, Kirk. I appreciate you checking. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a nice evening. This is at BuzzFlash.com. 10 questions that no one bothered to ask Americans about Sam Alito. 10 questions no one bothered to ask American citizens about the Sam Alito who would grant a president the powers of a king, or as I like to say, a dictator. 1. Do you believe that the president of the United States should be allowed to break the law? 2. Do you believe that the balance of powers enshrined in our Constitution should be changed to make the president much more powerful, giving him the right to interpret the laws as he sees fit? 3. Do you believe in altering our constitutional system of checks and balances? 4. Do you believe that the federal government should be prohibited from regulating the individual possession of machine guns? 5. Do you believe that the federal bench should inhibit voting rights? 6. Do you believe that the police can strip search a 10-year-old girl even there is no warrant to perform such an action and the girl is not implicated in any illegal activity? 7. Do you believe that the federal and local governments have a right to violate your privacy? 8. Do you believe that the federal government should be prohibited from enforcing laws that clean up our environment? 9. Do you believe that the federal government should be prohibited from protecting the health, safety, and welfare of its citizens? 10. Do you believe that a Supreme Court nominee who lies to or misleads Congress during the hearings should be confirmed? Who asked those questions to the American public? Did the former U-boat commander Wolf Blitzer on CNN do it? No. Did the guy who all of a sudden is down on his knees in his face in George Bush's lap, Bob Schieffer on CBS, do it? No. Did Brian Pretty Boy on NBC do it? No. Who did? Who asked those 10 questions? And how do you suppose Americans would have answered? That's the scary part. Will is calling from Brooklyn. Will, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
No problem. First off, I wish some more of the Iraq War vets would run as independents, given that the Democrats sold the troops down the Euphrates without Humvee or body armor.
Well, you don't have to be, if you're a Democrat, you don't have to follow the Democratic National Committee. You can follow the principles of the Democratic Party as laid out 60, 70, 80 years ago, and those are honorable principles.
That was a long time ago, though. Anyway,
so was the Constitution. So was what do you mean it's a long time ago? You sound like Bush.
Yeah, I was making a joke about Bush saying 1978 was a long time ago.
It went right over my head. I'm in a pissy mood tonight. I apologize.
That's okay. But in the State of the Union, I think Bush is going to again say that freedom's on the march in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Freedom to vote for an Islamic caliphate. We have a Shiite-led Iraq. We have al-Sadr in Iraq pledging allegiance to Iran, who's tinkering with nukes and supports Hamas, who just won the election in Palestine.
Yeah, well, that's
now,
democracy.
I have a great idea. I said, instead of Hamas removing their arms, maybe the Republicans can pull out their purple fingers, their election fingers, slice them off, and put purple band-aids on their experiments in democracy.
That's a good idea.
The one silver lining on this bloody purple band-aid, though,
Is
that the Palestinians it got so bad that they had to vote out this corrupt party, a ruling party that was corrupt. And I want to know when it's going to happen in America. Don't the Americans see that our Christian president, our savior, has been betrayed by Judas Abramoff?
Yeah. I see it. You see it. The American public doesn't even know. They don't know who Abramoff is.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea. They have no clue. You know what they do? They watch. They watch people like this woman reporter on Schieffer's on CBS. I forget her name. She's always talking about, well, the Democrats got just as much as the Republicans. You just want to slap her face if such a thing were legal. Thank God it's not.
Yeah, they only have to look to Safavian, who was indicted for obstruction of justice in Abramoff, and he was in charge of buying everything for the White House. I guess it's out of sight, out of mind. They don't see a picture of Bush and Abramoff together, so they can't think of them together.
Now, there's a good idea. Hey, Will, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate your call. There's a good idea. Hide the photographs. Hide the photographs.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I had no idea premature aging started with freckles and sunspots. Had I known that, I would have used Activate a long time ago. I'm Tina, and I'm 38 and flawless.
I hated admitting my skin was leathery with blotchy age spots. The sooner I faced that reality, the sooner I used Activate. Activate stopped the spots. You just dab it on. Now I look like I did 10 years ago. I feel younger, my skin is fresh looking and smooth. My name is Linda, I'm 52 and flawless.
Activate reversed my age spots and gave my skin a youthful glow without any harsh chemicals. It's by far the best product I've ever used. It's easy and it works 24/7. My name is Brenda, and I'm 45 and flawless.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Activate at 1-800-507-3610. That's 1-800-507-3610. Fade age spots on your face, hands, and neck. Call 1-800-507-3610. Ask how to get a free supply with your order. Call 1-800-507-3610.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. You are the
reason I've been waiting so long. It's about 10 before the hour. Our program was engineered in New York City tonight by Justin Yuen, Zach Marsh, Tim MacArthur, and resident rock star Jason Isaac. Well, by God, that's why everything went smoothly tonight. We had four people in there, right? And we had reinforcements after last week. Oh, my God. Anyway, thanks to everybody in New York who engineered this program. D. Neal is also their associate producer of the program, who maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy and also handles your calls. Did Kathy mention their new Molly photos in the gallery at Mike Malloy? I think she did. Also, thanks to Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and the moderators at MikeMalloy.com on the message board, who fight daily for truth, justice, and the American way. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, who archives this program. Ben is having another fundraiser, and the reason he has these fundraisers is because nobody gives him a dime other than you. So if you like the fact that the program is archived there, not just my program, he archives a bunch. Toss him something, okay? And I don't mean that in a denigrating way. I mean, you got to, just the way it goes, just pay as you go, man. You got to help. You got to help. You got to help. WhiteRoseSociety.org. $5. $10. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. Mike is calling from Westminster, South Carolina. Mike, thanks for holding on. I bet you didn't think we were going to get to you tonight, did you?
I kind of thought we might run out of time before we got on. I did.
Well, we're getting close, but we got you, pal.
Hey, you know, you and I and Rocco, those of us that are over 50, we understand what's happening here. Sometimes I feel like maybe we're blowing smoke up young David's backside when we tell him, you know, what we need to do is the grassroots organizing. I agree that that's what we're going to have to do in the meantime, but, you know, we're running out of time, Mike.
Well, you and I are, and Rocco might be, yeah. But you got kids?
Yes.
You got any grandkids? Okay, so do I. Rocco's got kids. It's for them. I'm telling you, it's for them. I don't want to die. If I have any consciousness as I'm dying, if I have a conscious death, I don't want that to happen thinking about this filthy freaking Bush crime family or some freak on the Supreme Court. You know, I want to wait and listen to the sound of silence ahead my way like a freight train. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't want to have to think about my kids or my grandkids, what they're going to face. I just want to be enveloped by the void.
Well, Mike, you know, there's nobody any more demoralized about this than I am. I haven't felt this bad since November of 04 or December of 2000. And you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, this what's happened today, I sometimes get the feeling that we're being played like good cop, bad cop by both parties. And you know, when we don't have people that will stand up for us here, we've got to take some drastic action. And there is something we can do. If you're looking, if you're paying attention to what's happening here, our economy is growing at the lowest rate in years. It's down to like 0.1% a month. And we have the ability, since two-thirds of all economic activity in the United States is driven by people buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you have to throw yourself into the gears to stop the machine. I heard you say this.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be the time we have to do this. We may have to throw this country into recession by stopping buying stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was quoting Mario Savio from way back in 1960, hell, I don't know, 62, 3, 4, out in Berkeley, California, about throwing yourself under the gears of the machine. But you're absolutely right. How do you do that, though? You know, how do you organize people, Mike, and tell them, look, you got to just for one damn day.
Well, you know, Mike, I spent Friday and Saturday calling 50 senators, and I got to every office. I talked to all of them.
Uh-huh.
All the Democrats and a few of the Republicans, but the efforts of organizing have to come through our groups we already have in place, like Move On and these other places. If we could get everybody to just stop buying everything except necessities, you know, the further we go, the more money gravitates from the poor and the middle class to the richest people in the country.
Well, let me, if I may, if you're talking about firing a shot across the bow, that's a good idea. If you're talking about fundamental change, just stopping the mercantile machine for one 24-hour period isn't going to do it.
I'm not talking about 24 hours. I'm talking about we make a conscious effort to stop buying things that aren't necessities. If it's not food or clothing, something you have to have, don't buy it.
I wish we could do that, but this is America. This is America, Mike. We have been conditioned to believe, and we can't escape. Even you and I. Come on, let's be honest. We've been conditioned to believe that we need to walk down an aisle in a grocery store and see 80 different kinds of cornflakes.
You know what? You're so right. But that's
if I walked into Piggly Wiggly tomorrow, Mike, and I saw two brands of cornflakes on the shelf, I'd freak. I think, where in the hell am I, in China?
You know, Mike, we're conditioned consumers and the media.
That's right. That's right. So I love your idea, Mike, but it's not going to work. What's going to work is organizing, getting people elected to the county commission, getting people elected to city hall, getting people elected to the General Assembly in South Carolina and Georgia and Alabama and New York and California, and then get them elected to the governor's office, get them on the public service commission, get them on, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm doing that too.
That's what it's going to take. Mike, it's going to take 15 years. I hope you and I see each other on the other side, brother. But I'll tell you what, 15, 18 years for people our age, that's one hell of a look into the future. You understand what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
Tell the children, Mike. Tell the kids. Mike, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for checking in. Not trying to get in your case. Not trying to be a nasty ass. I hear you, Mike. I believe you, Mike. I hear you. Tell the kids, work, organize. It's political. It's political. Damn, don't take away my cornflakes. I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating, however you did that. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When I created the 8-pound Orrick XL, I created a new category of vacuum. It's hypoallergenic. And why is hypoallergenic so important? Because it offers incredible filtration and traps over 99.99% down to 0.3 microns of that nasty dust that carries germs. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or 30-day home trial. Because cleanliness is next to Orrickness.
You're already doing what's hard for your health. You diet.
That's hard.
You do regular exercise.
That's harder.
You even get a colonoscopy.
The hardest.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, he could tell you that adding Bayer low dose is a simple way to help prevent 1 out of 3 heart attacks.
Now that's simple.
Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. Bayer low dose. A little does a lot.